everyone.
Hola a todos.
This is Stephanie.
And this is Jahaira. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Yeah, it's Monday and we're uploading an episode.
Yeah, this one is a bit different. Obviously, it's not Wednesday and this is a short episode.
You know, just a little extra episode for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was requested that we do an update to a case that we already covered.
As most of you have guessed it, or probably saw the title of this episode, we will be updating you all on the Zodiac Killer case. There has been some new findings just, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
But before anything, antes de empezar el caso, again, just because it is an update doesn't mean that we won't talk about our daily, you know, topics. So we again would like to give you all a heads up.
We will talk about sensitive topics. Queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que vamos a hablar de esos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. And this one is just kind of an update. So it'll be short and simple, kind of. So let's get started and see what they found on the Zodiac Killer.
Today, we will be talking about the new findings in the Zodiac Killer case.
El caso que aterrizó a todo San Francisco y Vallejo. We covered this case in two parts, so we do have a part one and a part two. So please check them out para poder entender este update.
Lo que ya sabemos de este caso es que el Zodiac Killer mató a 7 personas que han sido confirmadas, pero he claims that he killed a total of 37 people. And if you listen to our previous episodes on him, saben que el Zodiac Killer escribe ciphers. And a cipher is made up of symbols mm-hmm. and little characters, and they don't make any sense. Yeah. It's like a code, yeah. They don't make really much sense. It's meant to be like decoded.
Yeah.
And él mandaba esos ciphers a newspaper stations.
Mm-hmm. And his ciphers, like again, you know, they always included a secret message. They had like the symbol that is now known as the Zodiac Killer symbol, which is just like the circle with like the, what is it, like the perpendicular lines going through it. And of course he would always state his name, the Zodiac Killer. Like he would always open up every single letter that he wrote with that. And todos sus ciphers fueron publicados en los periódicos porque es lo que él pedía.
Exactly. Siempre él amenazaba a la policía so that the newspaper could publish the ciphers. But anyway, if you would like to know more of this case, check out the episodes that we already have, part one and part two.
They go super more into detail. And it is important to note that el Zodiac Killer nunca fue encontrado. Muchos dicen que su identidad está escrita entre sus ciphers. So when I heard that like they were able to decode a new cipher, I was really hoping that it was going to be his identity.
Same. Right? Like this like, is a huge case. Mm-hmm. And I thought that they finally, you know, got a bunch of answers.
Yeah.
But 45 years later, with more than 2,500 suspects, and still no one knows who he is. So, cuando escuché que they decoded a cipher, I was, you know, very curious as to what they found.
Yeah, and so a code-breaking team from the United States, Australia, and Belgium trabajaron juntos, y después de 51 años pudieron quebrar el code del cipher 340. David Ornchak was part of this team and has been working on these codes since 2006. That is crazy. That's like 14 years trying to decode them.
That's a lot of dedication. Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like, I don't know, I feel like ever since we covered the case, I kind of catch myself thinking about it. Like,
yeah,
the Zodiac Killer and who he might be.
Yeah, I'm glad someone took interest, you know? David dice que estos ciphers han sido muy difícil para entender, ni los programas de computadoras lo han podido hacer. So this is a really big deal. Mm-hmm. The cipher states the following. I hope you are having lots of fun in trying to catch me. I am not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise. All the sooner because I know I have enough slaves to work for me.
It still gives me goosebumps, like, mm-hmm. to even just hear what he had to say. So, el cipher decía, espero que se estén divirtiendo tratando de atraparme. Yo no le tengo miedo a la cámara de gas, porque al final me mandarán más rápido al paraíso, porque ahora ya tengo esclavos que trabajen por mí.
Honestly, yeah, that gives me goosebumps and...
Right? And it's also just like the fact that we still don't have a face to the case.
Yeah.
It just makes it really spooky to me.
Yeah.
And if we think about it, this is something that he did state before. Like the whole idea que decía que él mataba a la gente porque quería esclavos in the afterlife.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people even had a conspiracy that he was a satanic. Y no hablamos mucho de esto en nuestro episodio, pero sí era una idea que encontramos while researching.
Yeah, at some point that theory did come up, like they thought that he was like a part of like a cult or something along those lines. But, I mean, I don't know, what do you think about the cipher? Like your initial thoughts?
Well, as we said before, we expected the cipher to, you know, reveal his identity mm-hmm. and finally bring closure. But... I guess after reading the cipher and what it really says, I mean, it's just scary, you know, yeah. that you don't know what really goes on in someone's mind, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's cool that they cracked it. But again, I feel like you and I were kind of hoping for it to crack the whole case.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it's still good to know that, like, now we really know exactly that this really was his motive. Or it seems like it was his motive because it's already twice mm-hmm. that it's being brought up, you know?
And also, like, since they decoded this cipher and I guess maybe understanding more mm-hmm. of how the Zodiac planned these ciphers, really?
Yeah.
So maybe they're getting closer.
Oh, you're right. To, like, cracking all of them and really knowing, like, his system.
Because mm-hmm. I think in the interview that David had, mm-hmm. He did explain how the Zodiac was, like, very strategic in yeah. the way that he placed, like, the symbols, like, that they can't really be read from the regular traditional left to right kind of,
yeah.
you know? It was actually, like, meant to be read in a very, like, different way, like going mm-hmm. down the line and up the row and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So maybe they're getting closer.
Maybe they are. But I think, not to burst your bubble, I mean, I really do hope they're getting closer. Maybe they are. But I also, like, I think in our episodes, hablamos de cómo el Zodiac would even change it, right, from time to time. But that way, like, now they picked up a new pattern as to what could be a possible way of him writing it, right?
So yeah.
It's still, like, a lead. Like, it's still, like, one more yeah. clue. One more hint.
Yeah, I think definitely closer than we were before, maybe.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, it's a yeah. step ahead, you know?
And then I also think that, you know, it's been kind of like a cold case for a really long time. So maybe this mm-hmm. news might spark up interest on other people.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's bringing the case back to light, you know? Oh. It made headlines, so... But, yeah, overall, you know, it's been a crazy case. Yes. And no puedo creer que ya van, like, 50 años
yeah,
sin saber quién es. Yeah, like, who is he?
I'm telling you, like, ever since we covered the case, the Zodiac Killer lives in my mind. Like, just wondering quién es and, like, como dices tú, Stephanie, like, this was a big case. Like, mm-hmm. no mató nomás una persona, like, mató varias. He was writing to the police, and we still have no clue as to who he was.
Like, how did he go about his life undetected?
Right? Ah, I don't know. Like, there's just... Who is he? I want to know.
So, if you all have some theories on who it might be, please let us know. Feel free to start a conversation with us on Instagram, yes. at Cuento Crimen Podcast. We would love that. We actually really do enjoy getting messages
yeah.
and, like, having a discussion. So, yeah, please do.
Yeah, like, honestly, I think we already actually had a discussion, too, on our last episode on Linda's episode. So that was really fun, like, just to, like, hear about, like, what you all thought. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really do enjoy that. And, yeah, so this was just, you know, a quick little update.
And thank you to the person who requested an update. Hopefully the next update can be the cipher revealing who he really is.
Yes, I really want to know who he is. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in.
And we will upload our regular weekly episode on Wednesday. Gracias a todos and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.